This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, February 1st. God's word to you today is Stand on It. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua 14, verse 6, and it says, Caleb said to Joshua, Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me. The challenge with a lot of us is that we do not remember the things that God has said to us. We do a lot of writing, but when it matters most, we do not remember. This is why a lot of people are worrying and fear has such a strong grip in many lives. It is because we do not remember. We have a lot of information, but the information is not retrievable when we need it most. I do not care the number of Bible verses you have written down and highlighted, the number of great quotes you have written down. If you cannot retrieve it when you need it most, it is useless. Information that is not retrievable when needed is useless. When you're going through a challenge, or when you're in the grind, or when you face the press and the whole world seems to be crashing down on you, if all you can do is raise an alarm and cry for help, something is wrong with that. Should you raise an alarm and cry for help? If you want to, but please do not stop there. Make sure your final stand is on the promises of God. You have to remember what the Lord says. Joshua 14 verse 6 says, Caleb said to Joshua, Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me. Note that the emphasis is on what the Lord said, not what the world said, not what the devil said, not what I said, but what the Lord said, what the Lord has said about you. What has the Lord said about you? You need to remember it. I know there's a lot of name it and claim it teaching. However, the truth is, you can only name it and claim it if the Lord has said it. You need to remember what the Lord has said. What is that thing that God has said? Look at your situation. The greatest question you need to answer is, what is God saying now about this situation? What is God saying? Everyone is relocating. You want to relocate. What is God saying? Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying folks should not relocate. If God has called you to relocate, please do, and God will bless you. I have no issues with relocating. But the question is, what is God telling you? Everyone is selling XYZ, and you want to begin to sell XYZ too. First stop and check what God is saying. Remember what the Lord said. Joshua 14 verse 8 says, But my brother who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Was Caleb saying that he was perfect or without sin? Not at all. What Caleb was simply saying was that he was totally loyal to what God wanted to do. What Caleb was saying, in essence, is, I'm totally sold out to what God wants to do, and I'm aligned with God. I do not have my own plans. I do not have a plan B. I do not have a backup plan. There is only one plan, and it is also the backup plan. This is what it means to wholeheartedly follow the Lord God. Let us pray. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that I will follow you wholeheartedly. Help me to be aligned with what you have promised and are doing in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.